This is Dr. Dave dictating consultation on K.C. Sanchez. First name is K.A.C.I.E. Last name Sanchez, S.A.N.C.H.E.Z. Date of birth 6/3/95. New paragraph, patient seen for Dr. Friedman at Friedman in Frisco. New paragraph. Dear sir, thank you for this referral. This 27-year-old female does not smoke, rarely drinks alcohol. She is allergic to sulfur and erythromycin. She is here for evaluation of her ongoing B12 and vitamin D deficiency. New paragraph. Symptoms. Patient says that occasionally she has stomach issues, but it's not significant right now. However, she says that she has had this B12 deficiency for last 2-3 years. In past, she also had vitamin D deficiency, but she thinks it's corrected now. She was having some GI problem, which required hospitalization. At that time, she was found to have C. diff infection, and she was treated with antibiotic. At that time, she had abdominal pain, nausea, and however, she recovered. Past menstrual history, she has been, regular menstrual periods lasting for 3 days every 4 weeks. In past, at one time, she did have some iron deficiency anemia, but that is corrected. Family history is important, that her grandfather did have Crohn's disease. New paragraph. Past medical history, history of hyperlipidemia. She has been on Crestor before. History of motor vehicle accident in 2017 requiring hospitalization. She said she had minute cerebral bleed and she was kept under observation overnight. No subsequent sequelae or any problems. Physical exam, she is 27, 4 feet 11 inch tall, weighing 84, blood pressure 95 or 63. She is non-cephalic, ICNT unremarkable, lymph node negative in the neck, chest symmetrical, lungs clear, heart regular, abdomen soft, extremities no edema. Her recent lab showed her B12 level to be 199. The normal value for that lab is 240. Her she also had CBC and CMP recently. The B12 range was 232 to 1245. Folate level was 11, which is normal. Her CBC showed WBC of 6.3, hemoglobin 14, hematocrit 41, platelet 295. Her cholesterol was 232, triglyceride 252, LDL was 142. New paragraph, diagnosis. Diagnosis 1, B12 deficiency. Diagnosis 2, hyperlipidemia. Diagnosis 3, history of vitamin D deficiency. New paragraph recommendations. To begin with, we'll check B12 level, iron level, vitamin D level, CBC, CMP. Once deficiency is documented, we'll go into further evaluations with looking for anti-intrinsic factor antibodies, anti-peptide antibodies. New paragraph. It does not look likely that she could have Crohn's disease, which she is worried about. However, chronic gastritis might be a differential diagnosis. She says she occasionally does take ibuprofen. So I advise her not to take ibuprofen, try to eat regular meals, and also incorporate fruits and vegetables as well as dairy and meat in her diet. New paragraph. Thank you. This is a consultation on KC Sanchez. Copy of this may be sent to Dr. Friedman, Bradley Friedman in Frisco. Thank you.